The Obama administration is reportedly moving ahead with several auto regulations just weeks before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. That's including at the Environmental Protection Agency, which may soon finalize new gas mileage rules. However, it's not yet 2017, so let's take a look back at 2016's top auto stories. Michelle Krebs is senior analyst for Auto Trader and director of automotive relations at Cox Automotive, and she joins us from Detroit. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Michelle. So first of all, before we get to some of the big stories in the automotive world, can you just take a step back with me? What kind of year overall was it for the auto industry?
I would say 2016 is turning out to be a very good year. 2015 was a record. The big difference this year is it's taking more effort in terms of advertising, marketing, and incentives to make those big numbers. So we are seeing the auto market in a sales plateau mode.
Do you have any guess as to why that is?
Yes. Well, first of all, we've been in an unprecedented period of ever-increasing sales year to year since the recession. And so you knew it had to peak at some point. The other thing is we do think there are some affordability issues. There are some consumers just frozen out of the market because they simply can't afford a new car. And so we expect the industry to kind of continue at this kind of plateau, which is not a bad place to be. It's still a high level of sales.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the big news stories that happened in the automotive industry. What makes the top of your list?
I would say the biggest story of this year, and it wasn't necessarily a single story, but it was the big topic, was self-driving cars.
Yeah.
It seems like every week every question I got was about self-driving cars. Who's winning the race? Who's ahead in developing self-driving cars? So that was the big theme this year.
And there's so much to talk about with that. I mean, for example, Tesla had some ups and downs, right? They unveiled their much-anticipated Model 3 down at a sort of a consumer level price point. And also, you know, they have the autopilot feature in the Tesla vehicles, but they had a terrible accident that they had to confront and deal with as well. So talk about how Tesla did this year.
Well, Tesla had indeed had some ups and downs with it had an accident in which the driver was killed with what Tesla calls autopilot, which isn't really fully self-driving. So that caused some concern in the industry that it would set the development of self-driving cars back. On a separate note, Tesla had a fabulous year with the Tesla 3, which is their mainstream vehicle. It is not out yet, but they had somewhere on the order of 400,000 people step up with $1,000 each to put a deposit down on that car that's not here yet.
Hmm. Well, we've also got Uber, which unveiled a fleet of autonomous vehicles in Pittsburgh. Then there were questions about whether Apple was working on a self-driving car. We're not so sure about that, right?
Right. Well, Apple's been working on a self-driving car, we think. They're very, very secretive. There were all kinds of reports that people were leaving the team and they were not doing the car. It's not clear exactly what they are doing, but I suspect they're working on some technologies. Google has been much more open and upfront about what they are doing. They've got some little pods, cars running around in test mode. And they just cut a deal with Fiat Chrysler to put their self-driving technology into a fleet of Chrysler Pacifica minivans.
Huh, interesting. So I wonder, Michelle, I mean, are we in a world where, you know, obviously tech companies are pushing into the automotive space, but should we start thinking about automotive companies as tech companies or burgeoning tech companies too?
Oh, absolutely. And frankly, you know, car companies have been tech companies for a long time. They use a lot of technology. So it's only now that they're being recognized as that. But yes, this was the year also that we saw automakers position themselves not just as car companies, but as mobility companies.
Right.
And we're seeing General Motors. They've got to deal with Lyft, which is the competitor to Uber, to do autonomous Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicles. So we are on the verge of, as Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, says, we'll see more change in the auto industry in the next 5 years than we've seen in the last 50.
Well, any other favorite vehicles that you had in 2016?
Well, I think the big story again this year, and it was actually exponential this year, is Consumers are turning away from traditional cars and buying sport utilities. And that's true in every segment. If you look at the luxury market, if you are a luxury maker like Toyota's Lexus that is really strong in sport utilities, you had a great year. If you're BMW and you're more known for your cars and less so for your utilities, it wasn't as great. So we're seeing this huge change. And this is not just a U.S. change. This is a global change. Everybody's moving more towards sport utility vehicles.
Well, Michelle Krebs is Senior Analyst for Auto Trader and Director of Automotive Relations at Cox Automotive, speaking to us about the year in automotive news from Detroit. Michelle, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.